Om Shanti. Translators, okay. Welcome back. I hope you have used your time from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, 5 hours, in a worthwhile way. Deep in your private room, within the stage of introversion, and I'm sure you must have discovered, explored many things about yourself, because we hardly get chance to look deep into ourselves. So continue that process, because it is always said that Swachintan, positive thoughts about myself, will connect me to Prabhu Chintan, remembrance of God. And when I am able to have that self-assessment, I am able to bring transformation. Why do we need to have volcanic yoga or volcanic stage? We need it because we have to melt, we have to transform the deep-rooted sanskaras within us in such a way that we return to our original eternal form and eternal stage. We also need volcanic yoga for purification of all elements of matter. That is why in scriptures they say, when Shankar was meditating in the forest, when his eye, third eye, opened, the whole forest was burnt. Our volcanic stage fanned the fire of destruction. Fire ignites fire. That is why it is said, the spark of destruction emerge from the sacrificial fire. The spark of destruction is ignited from this yajna, which means that when all of us together ignite our volcanic stage, it fans, make the fire of destruction ignite, so transformation take place. And in order to be successful in this experience, we need 5 things, what is called dharana. First, total purity. Total purity in thought, words, actions, dream and relationship. Secondly, power of concentration. I remember when I was studying in the college, we used to do an experiment in physics. they put a convex lens and allow the rays of the sun to concentrate, and they used to keep a paper beneath that lens. After a while, the rays of the sun concentrated, which produced so much of heat, the paper below got burnt. We used to think it was magic. No, it was real. It was a practical proof of the power of concentration. My yoga with Baba has to penetrate deep into my subconsciousness and stir so that fire is ignited. So power of concentration, complete purity, and thirdly, silence. Power of silence. And power of silence is made up of three things: pure thoughts, pure feelings, and language of the eyes. The more power of silence, the deeper my yoga. Because in silence we talk to God. Silence is called the hotline to get God online. And fourthly, it's very important to be essenceful. What is volcanic stage? Essence. Just essence. Dot. Everything is inside. And most important concern, dharana, Avyakt Bhakta, the head mentioned, the constant feeling, now it's time to go home, ab ghar jana hai. This concern. You know, when Didi Manmohini was alive, in her last moment, this was her mantra, ab ghar jana hai, ab ghar jana hai. No matter what you are doing, the feeling, deep concern, now I want to go home. So automatically you would find that, you know, you become aware of your incorporeal world, and you become aware of the form, how you were there, and you become aware of the qualities. And so the feet of your intellect is automatically lifted. You become an observer, you go beyond. So print this slogan on the forehead. Ab ghar jana hai. Journey over. This is the year of completion. In Hindi we call samapti, the end. What is next? Go home. So then automatically I will remain with akar, subtle Baba, and incorporeal Baba. So then it's easy for me to go. You don't need to make other efforts. So these five dharana is a must. So then I am able to make this experience natural. I mentioned to you this morning something I discovered recently, a few months ago. The difference between volcanic yoga and volcanic state. They are not the same. They are connected. They are two sides of the same coin, but they are different. So first of all, I know you have already understood the meaning of volcano. In Hindi, the beautiful word Jwalamukhi. Beautiful. It's the fiery form. There is a goddess worshipped with this name, Jwalamukhi Devi, which means that intensity. It's not just connection. It's an intense. You know, you can call it as not a fire also. It's like a fire. So for understanding the difference between these two, first I must know the difference between Smriti and Sthiti. Smriti is called awareness. Sthiti is called stage. So stage and awareness are two different things. So Smriti is effort, but Sthiti is the reward, accomplishment. So volcanic yoga is awareness of who I am, who I belong to, where I have come from. So volcanic yoga is to let go of the consciousness of the body, let go of the consciousness of the bodily relations, let go of attraction towards the worldly objects, and just be soul conscious. And in that soul consciousness, as I connect with Baba, I begin to experience unadulterated remembrance. Volcanic yoga, unadulterated love, exclusive love, falling in love. That's it. So in this volcanic yoga, you will see yourself in your angelic form, and you see Bap Dada, Shiv Baba, through the angelic form of Brahma. As Sister Jayanti mentioned this morning, you look into the eyes and continue to take drishti, even in the subtle form, and remain lost in that relationship. Love, exclusive love. So it is thinking, not churning. it is called Manan, Lagan. So you are connecting. So as a result of maintaining that intensity in that connection, you begin to experience Baba's love. I, the soul, I will be filled with love of mother, father, whatever relationship. I will begin to feel the happiness of meeting Baba, being with Baba, experiencing. I am not aware of the body at all. I have gone beyond gravity. The feet of the intellect is lifted beyond this body, my earth. I am flying. I am double light. I am experiencing happiness. I am feeling the love, unadulterated love, pure love of the ocean. I am lost in that ocean of love, ocean of happiness. So this is very important. So this is Smriti. You are creating, recycling the pure energy with this Smriti. When that Smriti, awareness of these aspects, become constant and deep, intense, you create a stage. You are. Once it is the stage, you don't need to think. We have yoga, making connection, we are connecting. This is also yoga, but this is not stage. Stage, Smriti, but stage is when you embody the awareness. Smriti Swarup. So when you embody, you are. So this is also necessary. Now, without having this intense yoga, what you call tapasya, you can't enter into volcanic stage. Stage is the fruits. So I naturally move without my conscious effort from volcanic yoga into the stage. And when I am in that volcanic stage, I only see me in the soul world, see me as a point of light, feeling the supreme peace, Param Shanti. There's no more explanation for that. Feel, you can sit in that maybe as long as you want. You are at home. Nisankalap Siti. No thoughts, but feeling the supreme peace lost, feeling supreme bliss, Sat Chit Anand. I don't even have to say that I am truth, I am conscience, I am bliss. You know, to get this experience, rishis and munis have spent years and years, but they couldn't, because they did not have yoga with Shiv Baba in the soul world. They just touched the home, that's all. Even then, you know, they really experienced that peace. You know, sometimes Baba used the word sannata. Sannata means like total silence. We can't even define, no correct word in English for that. Just deep, deep silence. Like the soul is backstage, complete, perfect. Like Baba said today, complete, perfect, full. It's only feeling, no thinking. Today we think. So that is yoga. But stage is you are. If I can stay in that volcanic stage, my eternal form, eternal qualities emerged, there is no difference between God and me in the soul world. I am Bhatsaman. You know, when Baba talks about Bhatsaman, it's two way. One is Sakar Baba, angel, and the other is Nirakar, incorporeal Baba, point. Essence. So stages, embodiment, stages being, stage no thoughts. It's not blank. Don't misunderstand. It's not a blank stage. If you go into that blank stage, you fall asleep. It's volcanic stage is not blank. It's really rich, very rich. Like you really feel the power. You know, I say in words now, Master Almighty Authority. But it's a stage of authority. Godlike. So that kind of power, you know, when it is generated, you can imagine how quickly purification takes place. How quickly the realization comes. So So that is what Baba wants now. No, according to the present time, we have played the part of goddess of coolness up to until now. But now what is necessary is to experience being goddess of fire. So I not only experience mukti and jivan mukti in the volcanic stage, but as I move, as I come in contact, the vibrations gives other souls also the experience of mukti and jivan mukti. You become an image that grants vision. And this is what happens when dadis come on the stage. Instant lift. Because they are not having volcanic yoga. They don't start to connect themselves with Baba when they come on the stage. They are already connected. They are embodied. So it's like a ball of fire rolling on the stage. It's a ball of fire, fiery form. Body disappears. We just see Baba through their eyes. Right? And that is why we are lost in that vibration. So it is like fiery form means being a ball of light. You know, when two clouds collide, it produces lightning. And when two lightning collide, it creates thunder. And when two thunder collide, what happens? That is what happens in the volcanic stage. I am also a fiery form, I the soul. And Baba, purifier, pure fire, so the fire merge into the pure fire, become a ball of fire. That is the symbol of Tapasya Shankar. Shankar. So the more we experience bodiless stage, the more we experience being angel, angelic stage, during the day, it's like having volcanic yoga. So when I sit specially, I can become embodiment of that awareness. So this is a great difference. You are thinking in volcanic yoga. You are getting connected. But in volcanic stage, you are. So that experience we have to increase. So what we will do for the first half an hour, we will have volcanic yoga, which means that we will go from the sakar to akar, because corporeal remembrance is also remembrance, but it is not fiery form. You know, when I talk about sakari remembrance, it's not body consciousness. Corporeal remembrance is connected with the awareness of the confluence age. That is why in one Murli Baba said, to become aware of the confluence age is also Manmana Bhava. To become aware of being a Brahmin is also Manmana Bhava. Because it helps me to connect my thoughts with Baba. So it is important that I experience the corporeal remembrance to begin with, so that easily I can move away from the worldly awareness into spiritual awareness, from vyakt to avyakt. So let us start with the corporeal remembrance. It can be spinning the cycle of self-realization is also corporeal remembrance. Experiencing the five forms, what Baba talks about, is also corporeal remembrance. You know, opening the Brahmin life story book, each one of us, since we have become Brahmins, we have our own book of experiences. When we went to Madhuban, we met Dadis, we met Bab Dada, Baba said something to me, I had some experience in Baba's room, go to the four pilgrimage places in Madhuban. All these are included in the corporeal remembrance. It warms up, you know, it recycles our pure energy, and that is important to have that stage later. So one attention I need to keep is, I just need to keep away from crossing the line into body consciousness. So zero body consciousness. Zero body consciousness, 100% soul consciousness is corporeal remembrance. Natural, no battle. See, even that is also possible when I have the habit of churning knowledge during my karma yoga. When I am doing mundane actions, that is the time I must do manan, mathan. So I don't need to do that when I am sitting. So I am able to go into the stage of magan. You know, after lagan comes magan. So you have already started smriti. So that stage of awareness will lead you into, easily into the corporeal remembrance. So corporeal remembrance brings intoxication. Intoxication, the highest degree of happiness. Spiritual intoxication, godly intoxication, divine intoxication. So you are beyond anything of this world. That intoxication drives you into the akari stage, the subtle stage, angelic stage. Naturally you move beyond. And the longer I stay in akari, my own angelic stage. You know, many times Avyak Bab Dada has mentioned, each one of you have your angelic form in the subtle region. You know, just like when Brahma Baba was in the corporeal form, his angelic form was already there. I remember once Dadi Gulzar was sharing, when she went to trance in the beginning, she saw Brahma Baba sitting on the gaddi in his room, but she also saw another Baba in the trance, which she was confused, who is this one? And then when she came back, she asked Brahma Baba. Baba said, go and ask that one. She said, oh, that Baba was so beautiful, so much shining, radiating light. So Baba said, go and ask. So that is the time when Baba revealed that is the perfect form of this corporeal Brahma. And so when Brahma Baba, over the years, come closer and closer, closer, and when he became 100% Karmatit, this effort maker form merged into the perfect form. That's it. So we all also have our angelic form which is invoking us. Now we are only experiencing the state, but not be. No, Brahma Baba began to experience him in that angelic form few years before he became Avyat. And people could feel that Brahma Baba is not here. You know, he was here, but he was not here. Most of the time he stayed in that subtle region, in the subtle form. People could feel it, and now we can feel it. You know, before Prakash Mani Dadi left the body, we all saw it practically. She was not here, but she was here. Even now we can see from Dadi Janki, she is here, but she is not here. You know, that perfection is so close, one step. So we also need to, you know, listen to the invocation of my angelic form, and that is only possible when you conquer matter. See, Baba gave Dadi Janki title, conqueror of matter. So it is easy to hold on to that, because angelic body is not of matter. So I need to have disinterest. I need to have disinterest for any objects made out of matter. I don't use any objects made out of matter with a desire, I like it. Then I will cling on. I can't go up. So to experience that angelic, my angel form, so that this effort maker form merges. So one of the senior sisters were saying that they considered themselves to be resident of the subtle region, a visitor to the corporeal world. I liked it very much. From now on, you also experience. Change your residence. Live in the subtle region. Come to visit here and then return. So automatically you are able to feel very close to Baba. First you have to come close, then only equal. If you are not close, cannot feel the equality. So for the first half an hour, we will experience a volcanic yoga. As I described earlier, volcanic yoga means to be beyond the body, beyond all bodily relations, the sounds of this world, experience unadulterated love, exclusive love, unadulterated remembrance. So my remembrance becomes troublesome. I am lost. So let me first prepare that foundation. Then I move further. So even to have that volcanic yoga, we start with the corporeal remembrance. I would like to request all of you to close the three doors. Get ready to close the three doors and keep one door open. The door of the consciousness of the body closed. The door of the consciousness of bodily relations closed. The door to the material objects of this world closed. Only one door open, and that is Baba. Let all the thoughts flow in one direction until it becomes so intense that I embody it. So lal light karna bhai. So we begin. Sit straight. I would request no one should be going out from the room for the next 1 hour, and no one coming in, because we need to have one atmosphere together to create the stage in the form of gathering. So that's my request. So please don't keep moving up and down, in and out, and take your seats. Sit straight. Choose a comfortable position so that you don't need to move. In this serene atmosphere, I become aware of myself. As a soul, shining in the center of my forehead. I am eternal, immortal, imperishable energy. I, the soul, I am peace. Ye nahi chalana bhai, ye nahi dast nahi chalana. Don't want this noise. Band kar. I, the soul, I am peace. I am a peaceful soul. vibrations of peace emerges from deep within. I enjoy these vibrations of peace and silence. Peace, divine peace. I am love, a being of love. I love me. I accept myself. As I am. What I am and who I am. I appreciate myself. I, the soul, I am full of energy. I am a powerful soul. I, the soul, I am truth, real, constant. I, the being of light, I am full of compassion, kindness, in this true self-awareness, I am totally in harmony . I am totally balanced. My mind, my intellect, sanskaras are all in harmony. This is soul consciousness. I am deep, deep inside. Enjoying my own company, enjoy being with myself, a beautiful feeling, knowing who I am, as I am, what I am. Enjoy this experience of being 100% soul conscious, just the awareness. When I am truly aware of myself as a soul, I am pulled. I am pulled like a magnet towards the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Light, Baba. Shiv Baba has specially come in this confluence age Baba has selected me and made me belong to him through Prajapita Brahma. I, the soul, I sit facing Bab Dada, Shiv Baba through Prajapita Brahma in this confluence age. I express my deep gratitude to Baba for making me his child. I am the direct creation of God. I am in God's lap in this confluence age. In this diamond age, Baba has made my life as valuable as diamonds. As I look into Baba's eyes through Brahma, I receive all the treasures Baba has given, all that I needed. After attaining Baba, I have attained everything. Enjoy this moment of the confluence age, being a special soul chosen by God in this confluence age, being the highest Brahmin, one who is Trikaldarshi, the knower of three aspects of time, Trilokinath, knower of three worlds, and Trinetri. As I experience my meeting as a long lost, now found child of Baba, I feel my search has ended. I have found. I have attained. Stay in this intoxication. I have attained. I have found. Swing in the swing of all attainments. feet of your intellect begins to be lifted as you swing in the swing of all attainments. You begin to move beyond the attraction of the matter. You begin to go beyond this gravity. You enter into your body of light. And you enter the region of white light. I am now in my subtle form, double light form. This subtle region is very bright, like thousands of moonlights put together. I enjoy the coolness of the moon in my subtle body of light. It's quiet. It's full of might, light, might, bright, and quiet. And in this subtle region, I see myself coming closer and closer to the avyakt form of Brahma, and Shiv Baba is shining in his forehead. I, the double light angel, look into the subtle eyes of Baba. Baba, my father, my mother is filling me with the sweetness of motherly love, fatherly protection. I enjoy this feeling, receiving drishti of my mother and father. Continue to receive drishti from the subtle form of Bab Dada. Baba is showering me with his love of the teacher and guru. I take the love of Baba purifier. I, the pure soul, I merge into the ever pure soul. Baba, my beloved, my friends, embraces me with so much love. I am lost in this unadulterated love, exclusive love for Baba. Baba, you are my world. I am lost in Baba's world. This intense love I have for Baba, the intense love coming from Baba, ignites the fire of love, fire of yoga. Baba, I am yours, you are mine, I belong to you, you belong to me. This love allows me to have the feeling that Baba has forgiven me. I don't even need to ask for forgiveness. Baba, how can I thank you for all that you have done to me? Baba, I promise you that I will be your obedient, loyal child, true beloved lover, follow you at every step and glorify your name. This happiness that's emerging out of love happiness of meeting, being once again with Baba, is giving me such power. Enjoy this unique love, unique happiness. In the subtle region, through the subtle form of Bab Dada. Get lost. Lost in the ocean. Me and Baba. Baba and me. Stay in this experience of intense love, unlimited happiness coming from the ocean. Bathe in the waves of the ocean of happiness. Bathe in the waves of love of the ocean. Dive deep. Become part of the ocean. As if there is no difference. I have total awareness, and this awareness is deepening. Just the awareness who I am. Who I belong to. What I am receiving. Beautiful feeling of being nurtured with God's love. Beautiful feeling of being sustained with unlimited happiness. unconditional love. Enjoy this moment. As I go deeper and deeper, my thoughts begin to become fewer . I move beyond thoughts . I go beyond the subtle region into my sweet silent home . I, the soul, I am in the golden red light region, the soul world. In this home, sweet silence home, I see myself as a being of light. Feel I am like a seed. No thoughts, just the feeling of intense love, power, I have returned to my eternal state. The seed stage, full, complete, and perfect. Feel the supreme silence. I am in my home suspended. Bright light, feeling the supreme silence. The supreme bliss, enjoy this volcanic, intense, passionate love for my Baba. Living and bliss. The seed full, complete, I am experiencing total liberation, free from all karmic accounts. Liberated. Feeling the mukti, liberation in life. So close to Baba. I have become Vatsaman. Master Almighty Authority. intense power of this authority. Reaches to the deep corners of my subconscious mind and melts the seed I see the real me in my home with Baba. Light upon light. Light merged in God's love. Lovely, just the feeling of being, no thoughts, just the feeling of being at home in my eternal form. With the eternal qualities emerged, being very close to Shiv Baba, the Supreme Light. Beautiful experience being beyond on the unlimited, in my home, so full, complete, like the sun of knowledge, like a lighthouse, I am spreading these rays of love might with Baba from the soul world, reaching out. To all the souls of the world, including elements of matter, the heat generated is melting away all the impurities off. In Baba's world. I am feeling the super sensuous joy, the bliss of being in my eternal form. This is the experience of mukti, a state of liberation. In the land of nirvana, now I, the soul, having had the glimpses, having been my real self in my home, I slowly bring my thoughts from the region of white, red light, my sweet home, slowly, gradually, I descend into the region of white light, a subtle region. I see myself in my avyakt form, my form of angel. And slowly I let go of that body of light, and from the subtle region I return. I bring my thoughts to this corporeal body. And I see myself returning to this room and see myself seated on this chair. Keep bringing back the memories of traveling to your real home and make this journey as often as you can. And in order to be successful, remember one word. Now I have to return home. Ab ghar jana hai. Let the anchor of your intellect remain lifted. Come into the body. Come into sound. whenever it's necessary, go beyond sound. This exercise of coming and going will help me to return home with Baba at a time of distraction. Om Shanti. Sufed light karna. Did you enjoy the journey into the three worlds? Did you see the difference between volcanic yoga and volcanic stage? How many of you realize the difference? Raise your hand. The volcanic yoga, raise your hand, and volcanic stage. I just repeat, volcanic yoga is smriti. Volcanic stage is sthiti. Volcanic yoga is effort. Volcanic stage is accomplishment. Volcanic yoga is thinking. Volcanic stage is embodied. No thoughts, just be. Just spend a few minutes until traffic control, recollecting the difference between what you see in the corporeal world, what you see in the subtle region, the soul world. It is like three rooms, three floor. You should be able to travel. The switch of the lift should be in your hand, and the switch is awareness. In 1 second, I press the button of the subtle region, I am there. When you are in the subtle region, you are there. You don't know there is a corporeal world existing. And when you press the button for the third floor, so you see the detail of the soul world, everything. That is called seeing me with a real eye, realization. That's it. Once I have seen me with the real eye, I don't need any more explanation. I am. Then all these mundane things, you know, sanskara clash, fighting with maya, disharmony in relationship, all these seems to be like a child's game. You know? It's alien. And you really feel disinterest for it. It's not me. It's alien. Unless you consider those things as alien, you can't let go. Don't use the word anymore, my sanskara. It's not yours. It's acquired. It's stolen. Create disinterest. So when I let go of it, I go up. Unless you have disinterest, consider alien. And it is possible when you practice this drill very often. It's not words, you know. It's the feeling. You know, when you get electric shock once, how many times you need to get shocked to know? Once is enough. How long? Even for splits of second, what happens when you touch open wire? It throws you. And here, when you experience volcanic stage, it pulls you with that passionate love, fire of love, and that's it. A moth died, become flame. No more identity. So I remember Dadi always says, if somebody sees me and say, oh, this is Meera Sanskara, that means I don't have volcanic yoga, I haven't burnt. So Meera should die. Instead, they see Baba Sanskara in me. Baba Sanskara become mine. That is the proof of having volcanic stage. No more I disappear. So Meera died. I become one with Baba. So in my corporeal form, others will see Baba's sanskara, Baba's virtues, and they experience God's love, God's sustenance through you. So that is the proof. You know, definitely the family should give certificate that I have transformed my sanskara. That is the final certificate. Because family knows me better than I know myself. And if I have transformed my sanskara, there will be change in my interaction. So I can't, you know, they say self-recommendation is no appreciation. So let the family feel. My yoga is really volcanic. I don't have to say anything. I have become a butterfly from a caterpillar. Let them see. I have transformed. So continue this experience more and more. Now, after having had that powerful silence, sweet silence, it doesn't feel like coming into sound. See, that is why when Bap Dada comes, you know, he starts with whisper. It's not that artificial, because Baba comes from the sweet silence home. And Brahma Baba comes from the subtle region where there is no sound. So when two energies of silence, that's why Baba gives drishti first. Spread that vibration and then he speaks. So go beyond sound and then come into sound. Your sound will take souls beyond sound. You understand? When you come into sound, being in the state beyond sound, your sound will take others beyond. So I think the traffic control song is not coming here. So we'll have 1 minute silence again. And I will allow you to leave and come back exactly at 8:30. Again, fly. Point of light, soul world. Just be there, facing Baba.